Basic Bananas.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Basic Bananas Small Business Marketing Show. This is Christo here, coming at you live today from Indonesia, actually. I'm on a surfing trip right now. And whilst sitting in the surf, I had an idea. I've been getting a lot of questions around blogging. And just to make blogging simple and effective and kind of how to do it, because it seems that a lot of small business owners go about creating a blog and they kind of blog for a while and don't really see how it's working or how it's kind of resulting in cash in the bank, because it's, most of the time it's not. And so they kind of give up, you know, after a month or a couple of months. And typically most blogs we see will have, you know, might have 7 or 8 blogs on them and then it's stopped. It's like the business owner has blogged for a couple of months and then haven't seen results from it and then kind of abandoned ship and left it. And you look at a lot of blogs out there, a lot of businesses, especially small businesses, blogs, and they might not have written anything new in the last 2 years or the last year because they went through a phase of kind of writing them, or once they got their website published, might have gone through a phase of pumping out some blogs and then kind of lost interest in it. So I'm going to go through how we can make them work more effectively for you. And it doesn't always have to be a written blog either. So there's different ways to create blogs, but I'll go through why we need to do it as well and kind of the basic ways and ways to come up with ideas. But really the blog, it can also be a podcast. This here is kind of like a blog, what I'm doing with audio. You can also do blogs with video. If you're not into writing, you can do quick video snippets or you can do written blogs as well. So, for example, on basicbananas.com, if you go over to our website, if you're listening to this podcast on through iTunes on your phone, which you most likely are, then head on over to basicbananas.com and you'll see we actually have 3 blogs. So we have a BBTV, which is a video. It's a blog with just short video tips where we just share valuable video tips. And then we have the podcast, which is BB Radio. So it's basically set up like another blog. And then we have the BB blog, which is basically the articles one. So you can create a lot of different styles of blogs. And now basically what we want to do with a blog is it's like creating it's like putting open doors out there on the internet for your website. If your website is listed, say you have 5 pages on your website which just sit there. It might be your home page, your products page, your about us page, you know, your success stories or testimonials page, and your contact us page. Now, what you have with a blog is you can create 1,000 pages. So basically each one of those pages is like a door where people can find you. So if somebody searches your business name and about or something like that, or a product or service, hopefully your page is going to rank for the thing that you sell. You know, if they're searching for the solution that you provide for your prospects, hopefully your website's going to rank. If you've got 5 pages, then it's kind of like you got 5 doors open on the internet. Whereas what we want to do with a blog is you can think of anything that your prospects might potentially search for on the internet. You can create a blog post about it. Now, hopefully what will happen is when they search that thing in Google, Google is going to bring up your blog post. So if you've written a specific blog post on, you know, 5, say, time management tips for accountants, if that was your market, and somebody searches time management tips for accountants, it'll be likely that, you know, your blog is going to rank. So create a bunch of different posts on all different topics is the way to go. That's so we create as many different blog posts as we can, all targeting at what your market might be searching. So it's always about what your prospects might be looking for. So that's we want to think you could create a massive list, create the biggest list you possibly can of all the different things that your prospects might potentially search for on the internet. So anything and everything. And there you got some blog post ideas. What you can also do is you can compete against yourself. So we had 2 of our own. We had one of our static pages on our website, one of our workshop pages. Plus we had a blog post which were in positions 2 and 4, at least in the top 4 within Google for some of our most highly searched terms. For around about 2 years. So basically what we did is we had a workshop page which was ranking well in Google, and then we created a blog post which is targeting the exact same keywords that blog post is ranking for. So it actually, you can compete against yourself. And the good thing was that we had two of the top four for around about 2 years. We've had them sitting there, which is awesome. You know, we'd love to have the top 10 for that term because it's really competitive and we pay a lot of money for our advertising to rank for it. Whereas one blog post is sitting there for free, which probably took me half an hour to create because that post is actually heavily images. So it appears that Google loves images as well. So it's a good idea with your blog post to grab a few images, name the images the same key phrase that you want to target with that blog post. So if you created a blog post which is about time management tips for accountants, name the images, you know, an accountant working on his time management, or say name the image the same thing, include the words that you want to rank for in the name of the image. And remember, you can compete against yourself. Also allow comments on your blog post, because when there's interaction, Google will see that, and Google's going to rate you on how much people engage with the blog post and whether people, you know, kind of stay on the page and they like it. Engagement is key. So allow comments. We use, because we have a WordPress site, we use Google comments by Facebook comments, sorry, by Fat Panda, because it links to Facebook. And sometimes people, if they don't uncheck this little box, it shares their comment onto Facebook, which actually shares our blog post on their Facebook profile. So it's a pretty cool one to use. A lot of people use Discus as well, which is D-I-S, I think it's D-I-S-Q-U-S. You can search it anyway. It's a WordPress plugin for comments. The advantage of that one is it'll show other blog posts that you have written as well at the bottom of your blog post. So it shows other options. I personally still am going with Facebook comments by Fat Panda at the moment, because it allows you to comment with your Facebook profile on the blog, and come up with a bunch of different writing styles. If you're thinking about how to write, you know, you can write in a number of different styles. It could be in the form of a rant, it could be an interview, it could be a Q&A, could be, you know, a test or something of a product. You can write in a number of different ways as well. So have a bit of fun with it. And this is something I really wanted to share with you today. And hopefully now you'll get the importance and understand the importance of a blog. Because just for example, that one blog post that I've written, which is competing against our workshop page, been sitting in the top four positions in Google for around about 2 years now. That blog post alone is probably worth at least $100,000 worth for us in advertising spend. So there we go. Until next time, I look forward to hearing from you guys. Please comment below and we'll see you soon.
Basic bananas.